Okay, so should I start? Okay, so I think it's better to first have a presentation of my work and then we can discuss with this crash in temp what we can do for my future, in fact, to continue my research because apparently I will have serious problems. Okay, so I will start with the presentation of my work.
You can be sitting there, it's all fine. You can do the presentation.
Okay, I will start like this then. Okay, so it's my work is generally about using posteriors in speech recognition systems and somehow enhancing the estimation of posteriors, getting new posteriors which are more informative by somehow integrating some extra knowledge like prior knowledge and contextual information related to the problem. And then use this posterior estimation method for designing hierarchical speech recognition systems. So in this hierarchical architecture, I will be able to integrate extra knowledge at the proper level of hierarchy, and I will be also able to combine different kind of knowledge or sources of knowledge I have. Well, as you know, generally posteriors are estimated using neural networks and more specifically MLPs in a speech recognition system. So a time-limited window of a speech signal is represented by some Kestrel features, which are then processed by an MLP, and it gives us some evidences in the form of phone posteriors. Then we use these phone posteriors as features or as scores for for either just decoding or training and inference training and then decoding. But we know that in this case we are not able to integrate contextual information, long contextual information, and we are not able to integrate the prior knowledge we can have about phonemes or about words in the posterior estimation. So the main motivation is to see if we can integrate this kind of extra knowledge in the posterior estimation. So what is proposed to solve this problem is to use what we formally use in HMM formalism, which is called gamma state posterior as a posterior for training or decoding. So it's well, as you know, it's state posterior probability in HMM, which is defined as the probability of being in a specific HMM state at a specific time, having the whole observation sequence and the model. So whole observation sequence means having complete contextual information, and the model can encode some kind of prior knowledge for us by means of topological constraints. Well, you know, it's this gamma posterior is written in terms of forward and backward HMM recursions. And actually, one way to use this gamma posteriors is using these posteriors as some kind of new scores for decoding. So in this case, it will be similar to hybrid method. The difference is that we do one more step. Maybe I can explain it better there. So we do one more step here, and we here by means of another HMM, we introduce some kind of prior knowledge and contextual information. We get better evidences than what we initially had here, and then we do the decoding and the and more informative posteriors instead of this one. So we are expecting to the system to perform better and more robust to noisy cases. Here you see some results on what is the effect of introducing reasonable prior knowledge. So different rows in this table are showing different level of noise and also clean speech, and different columns are showing different kind of posteriors or gamma posteriors. So the first column is showing the our baseline system, which is getting estimate of posteriors out of MLP, and then using these posteriors for decoding. And the other columns are showing the performance of different kind of gammas. So gamma, which is estimated using information about minimum duration of phonemes, about possible transition between phonemes, and some more prior knowledge, like which word is composed of which phonemes, and grammatical knowledge about transition between words and things like this. So as you see, introducing more reasonable prior knowledge will help to have better performance in almost all the cases. And here I compare the performance of the gamma-based system with the standard HMM-GMM system, which is based on doing decoding using likelihoods as scores. And the difference is that our system is using posteriors for decoding. So as you see, it's working better than the standard HMM-GMM system. And finally, the conclusion is here we saw how we can get some more informative posteriors by introducing extra knowledge like prior and contextual information, and then using this posterior estimation method to design hierarchical speech recognition system, which the goal is to have a better, more efficient, and more robust system. So if you want, now we can discuss about the crash and the loss of data. So, well, I lost all the posteriors I use as input for my system. So the gamma are somehow estimated or computed on top of posteriors, and now I don't have any posterior, and probably the scripts generating that posterior. So what I can do? Okay.
You go to the table we have there, like the big table, with
Okay.
all that, then we can discuss.
Okay.
So I think I have all the gammas, no? Especially gamma full models I have.
Gamma full model, but what about other ones? And what about the posterior?
The posteriors.
Because I cannot stop my research. I may do something else, in future with this. And well, I need posteriors
No,
to.
you need the different method. From gammas you can generate posteriors. Even you have those three-state performed gammas also, you have all those.
No, I don't have them. They're all on the temp. We have that because you stored them.
Okay.
So
So now, yeah, now you can write yeah, you
another
can go
paper
back
if
up to
you
the
can.
future, you know.
Yeah. Maybe some other PhD student should be hired to work on,
Gamma
degenerating gamma.
But I was just let's talk a little about this presentation itself, the slide number 6.
Six, okay.
How you feel it is important that you are taking the context of the whole utterance? How important it could be? Is it not a possibility that you are having less context?
Less context, you
Like
mean?
instead of having context from 1 to capital T, which is for the whole utterance, which doesn't make much sense
Yes.
in general. So what
Yeah.
is a possibility that you can cut the context instead of having a context from
You mean a smaller context
left
instead
to
of this?
might be left to right, everything there, but not the whole context. Because it's a fact that when you are having one utterance, so one utterance is like a full sentence or something, and there might not be much breaks in it. So in that sense, it doesn't make sense that you are going too much in the past and then you are trying to compute something which is not related.
Well, even they can have some information which are not so meaningful or which are not related. Well, but then I will have the problem to find the optimum amount of context. How much context should I take?
Kind of, let's say,
200.
Hynek's idea is usually 100 milliseconds or
200 milliseconds.
1 second.
So, but for numbers, I think it may be okay. Numbers hardly,
Yeah, numbers it might be okay because
yes,
most
one,
of the
two,
sentences might be 3 seconds or
even
something.
less than that. Yeah, just few words. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
but if for CTS or something, if it is really long sentence of 10 seconds or something, you may not really need so much.
That much of context to computer commas.
I know it's really computationally very intensive also. If is Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. That's reasonable.
okay, so when we are talking about temp, then my stories are the worst, I think.
So because yeah, all the posteriors are from you
Yeah.
only.
I cannot generate posteriors.
Yeah.
So there's,
And you don't have the scripts for
I don't have the C files also
Ah,
present.
okay, you don't you have just your thesis
Yeah,
now.
no, God has stopped my working and said
And
that enough is enough.
what could happen if you don't even have your thesis?
Yeah, then I would have taken 2 years extension.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, but let's see what happens.
But for your case, you don't need really complicated posture. You just need some PLPs and then
Yes.
yeah, you can then regenerate it now because it's not did it on what Compass and one or couple of
On
CTF
C.
experiments, right?
Yeah, for CTS, Peter still, I think, has posterior. He didn't lose anything,
No,
so.
but my he may be linking to Matthew, I guess, because Matthew got the WAV
No,
files.
probably might.
But you got all the WAV files, so.
Yeah, but the WAV file is from the temp only, right?
Yeah,
So
so that's
the
what I'm
only
saying.
thing is that I can recover it back from Berkeley.
Yeah, so if he got features, then it's okay. Otherwise, if he has to generate again, he can't
Because
generate.
even Path has lost a lot.
Yeah.
He's having only the results with him.
So.
He doesn't have the files,
Because
the real
no, everything
files.
we see, if they say that we cannot recover it, then I can quickly get it back from it. See, in a couple of days, I can put all the system back here. Okay. But everybody has features in temp only, most of them, all the CTS features or CTS WAV files. So
Yeah.
forget about CTS at least now, I think,
Yeah,
because it's
because
again,
even to download that much of data,
it takes at least 1 or 2 weeks.
lot of time. No, I can see, downloading is another thing. One
But
thing is that
taken.
I have to do is that they
Segmentation.
have data in a particular structure, so I have to first of all, organize, create tar files, and then I can get it back here.
But you said you need to do some segmentation also, not the problem.
And then you have to
Then
get their PLP features and
yeah, that I can get all those things.
okay, because
All
those
those.
files are also very big. They are not single
Yeah,
files.
but
There
those
should not
files
be any
can be
break.
recovered easily. Only thing is that now if they have to say that we cannot recover it. Yeah, we can wait at least 1 or 2 weeks for this
One a
basic.
day, one 2 days, like this week, I can wait and see. If they cannot recover it, then I can just get all the data from XC and put back the PQ
But
system.
still, I think we can't really do these things before, I guess.
No, we cannot,
Because
yeah.
yeah, so that's why, like, yeah, maybe we can concentrate what, especially on numbers now, and then we can go to CTS. So in numbers case, what you really need, like. Just posterior estimated using PLP features for numbers,
Yeah,
which
but
I
it is.
think we can
Yeah,
regenerate it.
we need to generate again PLPs, but WAV files are there. Yeah, PLP numbers 95 database is good.
PLPs are also last.
Yeah,
Okay.
PLP, everything. Yeah,
Everything is
inherently
last.
everything is having.
And
if you really ask me, even the structure which was there, real every point by point how PLPs were generated, that information is also not there.
But you're generating PLPs from FeeCalc,
Yeah, but the
no?
parameters which are exact.
But at least.
Hopefully 95% I know, but that 5%.
Yeah,
Okay.
that you can't really.
And then we need to train the new weights because MLP training needs to be done, and then only the next step will happen.
Okay.
So it's pretty whole thing is stupid. Whether we can replicate the results, whatever results you are showing, whether we can replicate them or not, presently it's not known.
But at least, yeah, you have something to verify there.
Yeah.
So PLPs, or these are all 13, just only PLPs, not deltas and deltas. No, there is not delta, and there is another problem for verifying these results because, well, for these results, the configuration should not well. I also saved the configuration somewhere in the temp. So exactly how many states for decoding and which kind of language model and things like this. I think I can remember almost all of them, but it's a bit
But if you
stressful.
got something from Hemant or
Yeah,
Mathis,
but
and I have
he
those number of
doesn't.
states, like we have there, no, like it's only for only close DCL, KCL, they have No,
one.
no, no, no. He's using different setup, I think. No, He he doesn't got use from you our on. setup. Do you use our setup for the number of states? For the car estimation?
Yes.
I think,
Okay.
yeah, so then I have those number of states, No,
yeah.
those things I'm also having Yeah. because they were done 2 years back. Right. Anything which is done in the last 2 years is the one which is.
Lost.
So you didn't have any P5, these PLPs, no, PLPs or P5s from here. So what about these noise levels? Like we have noise levels in There's the also COM databases. COM database, yeah. So we have directly WAV files with a particular noise added. Yeah, that's right. Oh, No, never mind. But those things are not disturbed.
they are all in the database section.
Nothing related to the database has been disturbed. No, but I think Except the switchboard.
yeah, except switchboard, but the switchboard
But
also we have it, but only thing is that we don't have all the data we need. Yeah.
But
But
the problem is like all these SNRs, I think it may not be there in database, I guess.
no, it
No,
is
they're there.
there.
Because it was
You have
the
added already like all the noise No,
into the
it was
database.
pre-written there. It's in
Originally
the
done
database itself. even with SNRs. That's right.
No,
Oh, okay, then
even
it's
a
okay.
DVD form we have it.
Yeah, so
That.
that is not a problem.
So it's not that you are added all the
No,
noise.
I didn't do it
With
myself.
SNR,
No,
different
no, no.
SNRs.
Means, yeah, that part is less scary.
Yeah, so at least we have WAV files, so now we can generate anything,
Yeah.
any PLP, so at least.
So, the things which are related to your PLP can be done, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not such a major problem.
Yeah, so as a conclusion, there is no major problem except
No, except
regenerate,
time. So there
time
is
for
common stuff you
ICAST.
have to spend again to get
MRV
it.
needs to be trained and the PLP feature, so it's kind of 1.5 days work, kind of to generate the new files.
But
Mm.
for all these SNRs, so that's also
Yeah,
important.
that will again means it will add up that's it. But all of it is doable in 3 4 days time.
Well, I also had stored lots of generated posteriors or gammas or things like this, which I should regenerate. I have the scripts, but well, it takes time. It's CPU and regenerating all these things. But okay, it's okay. So there is no major problem except time deadline of 2 weeks for ICAST. Okay.
And
Yeah,
I don't have to generate any new results. I'm also on the other side then. But if I need to generate new results, then. And anyway, there is emotional loss. So much of scripts and code
the
and it
thing
was
is like
written
you
that
can't
is.
really write this,
No.
especially the code is real problem. Scripts is
No.
okay, like
Yeah.
yeah, even
Because
scripts
it's.
also the configurations or e.g. if you
Yeah.
forget something, some even pre-emphasis factor or something, it's
Yeah.
really.
Means losses are emotional as well as whatever it is there, man hour and blah blah. It's tragedy. So RAID 5 you have told to them.
It looks like if you get 3 disks gone, then it's very difficult to get it.
Which
Which disk? Like fine, if it's 1 disk, it's fine.
Oh, 3 disks.
Because at least one is having the
No, one disk there is no problem.
mirror, so it will recover from the mirror. But if the 3 disks are gone, it's very difficult. So I don't know how it went. Like usually as soon as 1 disk fails, it should be replaced, actually. And
So it should be replaced by.
yeah, otherwise it will go on destroying other disks. So the one, so they, I don't know how it happened, such a thing. But usually as soon as one fails, it actually notifies the system administrator or makes certain kind of noise.
May virus it
Yeah, so
installed.
to make sure that it has to be replaced. So if the disk is not replaced, then it will fail.
It
But then
will.
it is there's an internal recovery. If you just replace the disk, then it can internally it can quickly recover everything into that disk. So it's like if you have If you have, it's kind of like essentially if it is like 120, 100, 100 GB general data space, then it essentially will have a 200 GB only visible data to you. But then it can, as soon as you replace one of those hard disks, it can from the other one, it can recover everything on that.
It will have major.
Internally, it can do that kind of thing. But if the three disks fail, then it's a really difficult job. I don't know how it can recover. Probably the one way that they send the whole hard disk to the people who are experts, and they do like sector by sector, or block by block, they try to recover.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, it's very expensive.
Mm, but that will
simple, yes, a simple thing might cost you minimum 10,000 euros.
But even this may be really huge data also.
Was it insured? Any idea?
I don't know. I don't think insurance company will give you.
No, insurance can take care of anything can be insured in this world nowadays.
I think maybe some companies definitely they will insure. You can't really have so many backups in
mm-hmm.
servers.
But it still means one thing which is mystery to me, why Temp1 and Temp2 are residing on the same hard disk?
No, it was because it was not Temp1, Temp2, but they have the same, it has 3 DB, 3 disk, hard disk,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go up to 14 or something like
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
but it can be on the same.
That's
thing.
What it means.
It's just partitioning.
So that
so it tries to put it tries to quickly put things in this way that so that and but only thing is that only one stripe has the backup.
Mm.
Keep taking up the backup.
Mm.
So it puts everything quickly. It can decide wherever it wants to put. So it's faster to do that way.
No. What I'm saying means Temp1 and Temp2 could have been different systems.
No, I think that's a soft name they have given that.
I'm saying they could have kept differently.
Yeah, but then what is the use of RAID then?
No, RAID on both the systems, what's the problem?
No, but that is what the RAID can allow you to keep up to 14 hard disks.
I think there were already 5 hard disks, right?
Yeah, so if they have 5,
mm-hmm.
and you can go up to 14 if you want to keep that.
Mm-hmm.
And it can still work, and it takes a and the way it looked like, it's still fault tolerant, you know, the way it is.
But we
usually it is just that if you one disk crashes, before if it is replaced quickly, then no problems. Otherwise, unsafe data will start, the first thing is get lost.
Hmm.
Yeah, now everybody is going to be scared of temps.
Yeah, I know Temp.
Temp is anyway. I think they can do because some of these people are experts. There are a couple of experts in Switzerland itself.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if they can easily recover, it, mm-hmm. kind
of but yeah. Is it really costly? The system is.
Yeah, it depends on the job. You know, sometimes it's a small hardware thing. They might do it within, you know, 5,000 euros and all. But if it's very much detailed work, they will just, if the system, the whole thing starts like this, that you have to give your credit card number and sign a form, and then only they will start touching your hard disk.
No. I checked over the net, it's not the way. You send the things to them,
yeah.
They will see if they can recover. Then only they'll ask you that this is the quotation. But if there is no, if they cannot recover, they will send it back.
No, that's what they say. Like you do it, then send it the hard disk.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will say, okay, we can do it. And then if you do it, you
No. First they'll give you a quotation. They won't go without that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, means it's a wrong information.
Yeah.
Maybe at least they will give some number, otherwise.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, what they say that send us the thing,
mm-hmm.
we look at the things, if it is recoverable, we will tell you what is the quotation.
What is the estimate of that?
And if it is not recoverable, we will send it back to you.
Mm.
But means and if they cannot recover it, then what they won't charge anything from you for the inspection.
I think that would
yeah. At least they will know beforehand.
That's
know
right.
How far they can go.
Yeah.
No, it is up
means
to you
looking
know.
At the how much failure has happened.
Yeah.
Accordingly, they will tell you whether they can recover or not.
And in fact, if they can go a lot, but you know, they can go block by block and look into it and try to recover. But that means you will want to go or not.
But even like how much important data is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just MP3s or something, so
yeah.
you don't really need to.
And it's like 40 tera.
For 4 tera, no?
4
tera,
40 tera. 4 tera,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is 4 tera? 4,000 gigabytes?
Yeah, 4,000
yeah.
gigabytes.
Okay.
4,000 gigabytes.
Not much.
Yeah.
That's a big...
But now we got something that...
Isn't RAID 1 is more fault tolerant as compared to RAID 5?
Mm-hmm.
No, RAID 5 is better.
No, RAID 1 is having exactly 50% capacity is utilized. It's copy.
Okay.
Two copies of the same thing will be existing.
Mm-hmm.
That is RAID 1.
But RAID 5 is then 20% copy.
That's right.
Yeah.
RAID
oh,
5
okay.
is 20%.
It's not the other way.
No. So RAID 1 is exactly, it means it's a lot of wastage of resources, but it's more fault tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no parity kind of or anything. Nothing exists there.
Yes.
So the disk which has crashed, that cannot be recovered. The disk which has not crashed, it can be recovered completely. Means if both the disks have crashed for the same data,
yeah.
you cannot recover anything.
Yeah.
If one disk has crashed, then you can recover everything.
Yeah, it will be in the other disk.
Yeah, it will be in the other disk. So that is RAID 1.
Anyway, how do you want to go about it?
If you are given a choice, you want to take RAID 1 or RAID 5 or a simple laptop.
I would say, how would you like to go away with the ICAST?
Well, I think after this meeting, we can try together to regenerate this. Well, PLPs, I think they should be first regenerated, then posteriors, and if by the end of week we could have posteriors, then it's not that difficult. I can easily regenerate the gammas and do all the experiments again.
So what
anyway,
are the experiments you need to do? What are the new experiments you are having in your mind?
Mainly there will be some experiment to check how the system is robust against these tuning factors like language modeling, scaling factor, language scaling factor, and word insertion penalty. This will be the main new issue. And well,
do you feel that is paper material?
Yeah, the new thing in the paper, and well, some
also maybe like this
noisy cases, but.
But the one which you have reported means you want to report something more than that?
Well,
this
actually this was not in the paper. I put it in the presentation, but it's not in the paper.
Okay.
The paper was just for clean speech.
Okay.
But since I had the results before and I cannot copy these things because I talked with Hervé and he said, okay, actually the numbers are not very reasonable because they are just 13 PLP features and we have to have at least something which is known for people. I mean, they are expecting something around 1987 or something like this. So I had to redo all the experiments, but now it's a little bit more difficult because before I had posteriors and now we have two more steps, PLPs and then posteriors. So.
Okay.
So
might be what I can do, I can give you the setup.
Yes, thank you very much.
Train the MLP, test the MLP.
Thank you very much.
So now mainly like a 39 PLP. You are always using 39, right?
Mm, I was
so.
Using 39.
But
yes.
Then why these features you gave me like they're 13?
I wanted to extend this. Well, actually, the paper we wanted to write was for ICAST was something related to multi-stream gamma. But
okay.
I will explain. So that my plan was to have two streams, and I thought that okay, one stream will be PLP and the other will be delta PLPs.
Oh, okay.
So this was one part of experiment, so single stream, and then I wanted to combine deltas with this and have another table. So that was why. But actually, because you know the numbers and the study is not it's not showing a strong results. Anyway, results are not very important, but they should be within a range of acceptable numbers. So then for now I think it's better to instead of doing P PLP and Delta PLP, I can have single stream of 39 PLPs and then combine them with traps.
Yeah,
just to have.
You reported in inter speech, no? Like 39 PLP results.
Yeah, 39.
They were actually they were less than 10%.
Yeah.
Now even like clean speech.
So what is this result? This was related to your MLMI.
No, no, it's inter speech. The
no, no, this is.
Okay, these numbers are full PLP 39.
Wow.
Okay, but just to make things clear in the presentation to show more steps.
What is the tripone gammas?
A
Tri-
is the tripone MLP.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your MLP.
Yeah. Even.
Still, it comes to me, then I generated gammas.
Okay.
Even.
Even
those
if you.
Gammas would be same as.
Yeah.
Normalize the scale
likelihood.
Yeah.
Right? No, no,
no. They're different. Passed into
the data from that channel. Yeah, yeah, because I have trifones, GMMs, and HMMs.
Okay.
So he gave me scale likelihoods of trifones.
Not scale likelihoods.
Scale likelihoods.
From?
From trifone.
GMM,
oh, MLP scale likelihoods.
Yeah.
But you are having
posterior there, right?
Yeah, so I
divided
by the prior.
Prior,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so
then again, I will pass through full network, then
okay.
I can generate trifone gammas.
And full network, what was the
it's like
architecture?
No, no, it's just GMM world models.
Okay.
You have all the connections to
mm-hmm.
between all the worlds.
Mm-hmm. So, what are the other things we need to discuss?
So then, first thing is like we need to generate PLPs, and
yeah.
then all these yeah. SNRs, PLPs.
Yeah, it's amazing that everything was on the tip.
No, but I think what I think there is still some data which is recoverable. At least they could give us time to. I think that the most of those things should be there. Copy it already. They could.
No, it was there on like yesterday
yeah,
morning.
Was
like even.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was running some experiments and then it was okay, but it's readable only, so I can't write anything.
No, you don't have to write, but it could
read. Yeah. So, but we don't know. Like we thought. Like I thought it's recovering, so maybe by tomorrow I will get everything. So, because if you want to copy again, you will have.
That's all because of you. You came on wrong day from it.
Yeah.
You should have come on tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, still some people are in vacation, so they will really
they'll get a shock of their life.
Yeah, Siley will be back, and
but
he's not in vacation, but he's in
he
Italy. He flies to Senegal directly.
So, Daniel is back in Italy.
Yeah.
Mm. But even all over the recent iteration, iterative training setup
yeah,
is intense. We was like. How much we can copy because it's really so many iterations and
yeah.
even we thought of really completing many more experiments also.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's a major loss, no doubt.
But at least yeah, scripts are there, every script. Luckily scripts are there, but so if they can record,
you want to run the scripts, it's not there.
If they can record at least Hammond's P files, then
if they can give me my C files, then also it's okay.
Yeah. But C files, yeah. Even if they give you P files, it's really bad. Even you don't really need to run all that.
Yeah, because I don't need to generate features. Yeah, it's amazing. And I don't need all my P files, just few of them.
Yeah, hey, just only like recent P files at least.
And what if we have someday a fire in EDF? We will lose all the data. I mean, but they have. Well, I think
no,
they can.
Not the case.
No, no.
They're physically also separated.
Yeah,
yeah,
they can. You know, store it
yeah,
somewhere. But you know, here we can easily have a fire because everything is made of wood, I think, and it's small and.
In Edinburgh, they had that big fire, and then.
When wood is there, and sprinklers won't work.
even server that building, and all the computers in that building, they all burnt. But they have like three backups in the university, so these people they didn't really affect much. Because universities maybe it's really deep.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they can afford
distributed the whole thing around.
Yeah,
they won't keep it at one
yeah,
yeah,
they won't they will have backup like
physically at different places.
And also in some in underground so that like file proof or
yeah,
something.
then you need to comment out, you know.
Anyway, the good, the conclusion is to have a backup on the on CD at home.
No, CDs are
yeah,
not enough. Like
CDs are not enough. That's
yeah, how
problem.
Much?
Because one CD is how much? It's not even 1 GB.
Yeah.
So then CDs are not enough.
Phone book, I can recover everything on phone book because I have it on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it once upon time to copy it to my home, and so I have all the data on my CD. But I don't know if I have, I copied all the numbers that are on that. So
you are talking about data, or you are
data itself, the whole feature to everything. Feature, segmentation, every label file, everything is there. I can recover it right from the data.
But what about some Iqbal's home directories? Or he also kept everything in
temp?
No, no, he was having a lot many things in the proper places.
Yeah.
But in temp, he was having a lot of important things. Yeah. All the experiments which he was running.
But he did mostly on numbers, no? So at least if we can recover, if we can read some of his stuff or something. Did you look at his home? Iqbal, home speech Iqbal or something.
Look what?
Look for any features or anything like that.
Look what we do with the switches.
No, no, he maybe he might be using same PLP features or something.
No. Okay, that way. Might be, but the situation is that he was generating his own PLP features from his own scripts.
His
he
own
was not using Dr. Speech.
Ah, okay, Iqbal is, yeah, he got his own.
Yeah, so he was like, he was, so I borrowed few of the things from him,
yeah.
The FFT routine and reading the signal waveform. These things I borrowed from him and I changed. And then I put it in my call programs. So I kept the backups, but those backups are themselves on them. I didn't know that this way it can crash, because I thought maybe I can do a mistake and wipe out the things. And then there is no backup. So I cannot blame anybody, but I didn't know that the whole backup can itself crash.
Yeah.
So now in my life I will never believe anything which is temporary.
No.
Whether it is temperature or whether it is temporary. Because just few days back I took a backup of my laptop, fearing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't realize that I should take a backup of
the
numbers. I pretty much can recover all the, even the typhoon experiments. Because I think I have kept those labels all the same as the directory, a P file of it.
No, then it's good.
So
it's easier
to
really
generate all back all those labels and everything.
So, but your PLP is not really.
PLP should be there.
Mm-hmm.
I should have kept the PLP also somewhere there.
Then we just need to run neural net only. Yeah, but PLPs are like hardly a few minutes.
PLP is hardly
anything. The extra work on it, like, you know, converting the segmentation from monophone to trisone, this kind of thing. Then they, all the scripts are there in the temp for that kind of thing.
Ah.
Which scripts?
Like,
from posteriors to post attendants.
No, what you do is, like, you have the segmentation to train the for monophone, right?
Yeah.
You can convert the same thing into trisone segmentation, because there's monophone
yeah.
and trisone,
yeah.
they are much different, except
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you're just going to give a different label to them,
mm-hmm.
depending on the context.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to convert that segmentation directly here,
mm-hmm.
rather than now, you know, you see the point that if you lose one, so the thing is that I have to recover, means I have to recover through the monophone segment.
But you still need to run all the nets, no?
Yeah, it's okay. That number is very fast. So it's
no,
not
but it's not. I think at least it takes 2 hours or
yeah, so
3
yeah.
hours, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
but
you
right
can't
now
parallelize
you,
also. That's the problem.
The thing is that right now you know almost what is the like the burn which will give you the best result. So you can run instead of
not in all cases. That's the problem which people are facing. Because
yeah.
everything was written then and there itself. Means even if the optimization has been done, they did the optimization there and they worked on that, started working on that. They didn't write it with pen or something on a paper or saying that, okay, this is the best optimization.
So for example, if he want to replicate all these results, then he need to use all Hammond's PLP configuration, then That's
Because
easy.
if I change my configuration, then
Yeah, results will
these
be.
numbers
Results are
will
somewhere else.
Then even you don't know it.
Okay.
Best recover it. Okay, well, let's hope the best.
So how much time we have spent?
I think we have spent
35, 40 minutes.
Okay. So this is good enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Have a good day.
You okay. too.
So, that's all we have to do first. Mm-hmm.